Time to check in on the first place Mets. Yeah, they are in first place, 9-8, and not exactly blowing the socks off anybody in the National League East, but everybody else is kind of struggling, and the Mets have struggled too. They've struggled to begin the season. For that matter, they played the fewest games of anybody in the major leagues, but 9-8, they will take it. They have a slim lead in the division, and as mentioned, none of the other teams, Washington, Philadelphia, Miami, the Braves. Braves had a terrible Sunday where they were no hit by Madison Bumgarner and one hit by Zach Gallen and some relievers. So Braves are struggling too. Not that they will for an extended period of time and not that any of those teams will, but the Mets right now still in first place in the National League East. Why? Well, because of games like they played on Sunday. Taijuan Walker, 7 terrific innings. And his third start at Citi Field, the Mets have won all of those starts. As a matter of fact, the Mets are 6-2 thus far in the 8 games they played at Citi Field, and all of those against National League East foes. They also got great relief. Miguel Castro came in the 8th. He's been terrific. 12 strikeouts in his last 6 innings of work. And then Edwin Diaz finished things up. Diaz has been impressive thus far this year. They got timely hitting, and they got great defense. And that's where we're going to concentrate, or what we're going to concentrate on today. The lack of defense, which has killed the Mets at times this year, and the type of game that they played on Sunday, which if they do it more often, they can start to pull away from the pack because they do have the talent in order to do that. They are going to get reinforcements with Carlos Carrasco and Noah Syndergaard coming back, Seth Lugo as well. But they've got to catch the ball. It's always been an Achilles heel for this team. And it's led to way too many unearned runs. And we're going to start right there with the unearned run story. Think about this. Last year, in a 60-game truncated season, the Mets allowed 24 unearned runs. 24 unearned runs in 60 games in 2020. Now I'm going to take you back to 1999. And I think you'll remember the tremendous infield of John Olerud at first base, Edgardo Alfonso at second base, Robin Ventura at third base, and Ray Ordonez, the slick fielding shortstop. Well, those four in 1999, the Mets scored 700 or allowed 711 runs during the year. 691 of them were earned. That means there were 20 unearned runs for a 162-game season. That infield was basically flawless all season long. Anytime there had to be a big play and you needed a big play and a great play, they produced it for you. 20 unearned runs in 162 games. Now, contrast that. 24 last year in 60 games, 20 unearned runs the entire season in 1999. The Mets this year have played 17 games. They're 9-8. They've allowed 16 unearned runs already. That's 4 shy of what the Mets gave up in 162 in 1999 and 8 less than what they gave up in a 60-game season last year. 16 unearned runs thus far in 17 games. So to say that they have to, you know, start turning things around a little bit or tuning things up a little bit, that'd be a bit of an understatement, I do believe. You know, it's interesting. The game that they played on Sunday, there were some tremendous plays. Albert Almora Jr., who in my eyes has to play more. They have to figure out a way. They're going to put him in defensive situations. Obviously, if they have leads late in games, you'll probably see Almora in center field because he's by far the best center fielder they have. Brandon Nimmo, obviously, after a great start, you've got to play him. But at the same time, Almora, I think, has got to be in there. He provides a spark for this team. He scored a run earlier this year as a pinch runner on a double, scoring all the way from first base in a key spot in the game. And he made a tremendous catch in center field on Sunday. That came off Kyle Schwarber, his good buddy from his Cub days. And it was a drive 2-on, 2-out. In the 6th inning, it was a 4-0 game at the time, but if that Schwarber drive falls in, 2-run score, Schwarber's in scoring position, key play, and a tremendous catch. Best defensive play of the year thus far for the Mets. And there were other plays, too. Jonathan Villar robbed Josh Bell of a two-out hit in the first inning, and that would have given Washington the lead in that first inning. Earlier, Taijuan Walker had picked off Josh Harrison. Harrison opened the game with a single, and Walker picked him off. So obviously Bell's hit would have scored Harrison with the first run of the game, but Walker did his job picking off the runner, and then a terrific job by VR to rob Bell of the hit. Francisco Lindor made an acrobatic leaping catch of a liner off the bat of Yan Gomes. That came in the fifth inning. And then there was the terrific relay, 9-4-5 relay. Michael Conforto to VR to J.D. Davis at third base. The relay in the third inning, Victor Robles had an easy double, and he tried to stretch it into a triple, and that opened up the third inning. So it was a 2-0 game at the time, and got to assume that Robles is probably going to score if he's on third base and nobody out, because it's not the Mets, right? Somebody else. And that might have made it a 2-1 game, who knows. But Robles was cut down. Great relay, 9-4-5, another terrific play. Time and time again, the Mets did it on Sunday. And Almora said after the game that all those plays are cumulative. In other words, all those plays are infectious as well. So you start playing great defense, it kind of sparks everybody else. And, you know, it leads to crisp play. That's what you want, a crisp game. It was a game that took under 3 hours. You know, Walker, even with walks on the mound, he had three more, and that's something that he's got to correct. But, you know, it becomes infectious. If you play that kind of baseball and you play good heads-up baseball, you know, you're going to win more games. You're going to win more games than you lose, period. And you're going to win series like the Mets did against the Nationals, even though they had an off game and an off day on Saturday. So those things have to pick up for this team. It's, you know, one too many games have gone by already this year where you just haven't seen crisp play from the Mets. And the 16 unearned runs in 17 games, you keep that pace up, it's going to be a very long season. I don't think they will. I think this is a better defensive team than what they've exhibited thus far. They have holes. It's not, at least on paper, a great infield, but they can get the job done. And they showed they can the other day. And you have guys like Almora that can help out in the outfield. Defensively in the outfield, it probably leaves a little bit to be desired when you go Smith, Nimmo, and Conforto left to right. But Almora is there. Pilar can help as well. You know, they can be a much better defensive team than what they've been. And if they are, this is going to be a tough team to beat because they will score runs. They have trouble with runners in scoring position. We've talked about that. But at the same time, a lot of teams do and a lot of teams have early on in the season. This is a lineup that's built to score runs. They will score runs when things get going and they get in more of a rhythm and a flow. Keep in mind, they have an off day, two off days this week after, you know, all the off days and postponements and doubleheaders lined up that they've had. It's been a staggered start, to say the least, and a very tough start to get through for the season. But when they get rolling, this offense will get rolling. They have to play defense, though, and especially behind this pitching staff. And if they do, things will be okay for the Mets. Check in later on this week. Right now, first place Mets. You'll take it.